I don't want to be thought a scold, but there are two news stories that remind me to remind you about counterparty risk. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette. The risk of counterparty failure rises substantially in fast-moving markets. The plunge of oil prices and the rippling of its effects qualifies as fast-moving in my book. 6 years after Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme came tumbling down, leaving $17.3 billion of investor losses in the rubble, the head of Madoff's broker-dealer has been sentenced to prison. Daniel Bonventre got a 10-year sentence. In his statement prior to sentencing, Bonventre insisted that Madoff lied to him every single day. Well, maybe so, but Bonventre was an accountant and the director of operations for the fraudster. It is impossible for all the faked trading records and client statements to have been generated without his knowledge and likely his enabling. Even more damning, though, is this little tidbit. In April 2006, Bonventre pulled his personal investments out of the Madoff firm. When people in the know like this, those closest to possible improprieties, start smelling something amiss, they will generally move to protect themselves first. With that in mind, it might be useful to look at the behavior of some of the world's central banks. In November, the Dutch central bank called home 122 metric tons of gold held for them by the U.S. Federal Reserve Bank in New York. Several other central banks in Europe and beyond have made similar moves. Belgium's central bank is now considering the repatriation of its gold as well. Like any run on a bank or the ending of a Ponzi scheme, those who redeem their investments early on, like Bonventre at Madoff Securities, stand a better chance of getting something. For latecomers, too bad. We don't know yet what the systemic fallout will be from plunging oil prices. We don't know what will be found when the rocks are turned over. However, we do know that gold, and silver to a lesser extent, are the only monetary assets that are not someone else's liability. They are not dependent on someone else's solvency, on promises to pay, or anybody else's honesty. Now, this doesn't extend to paper gold. Representations of gold ownership or assurances that gold held on your behalf is perfectly safe. If you don't hold your gold yourself, you've taken on counterparty risk. If foreign central banks are beginning to take possession of gold held on their behalf by others, maybe you should think about it too. For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.